This world is filled with a generation of kids and young adults who have learned self-importance. In the old days, children should be seen and not heard. Women were, you know, third level importance in humanity. I mean, it was all pretty mixed up. So self-importance has really happened. People have learned their individuality. But there's a real difference between self-importance and self-worth. Self-importance is narcissism, and narcissism is a dysfunction. Self-worth is a relationship that you have inside yourself with goodness, where you have an experience of being protected and being cared about, where you are not to be a victim, but you are here for the victory. Self-worth comes from humility, and humility is filled with how important you are to the service of good. How important your purpose, your specific, special talents are necessary for consciousness to be brought back to the oneness so that pure oneness can receive and restore the consciousness that we humans have used adversely. It's really all about us. We really are the ones that make or break this situation. Ask to know that you are here to be blessed. Ask to know that you are a part of divine plan until you feel that grace. Jesus said, ask and ye shall receive. It has nothing to do with sitting around with good intentions. Any intellect knows that the road to hell is paved in good intentions. It's important that you get past the idealistic and actually reach the ideal. Very different. We are meant to be spiritually practical, as well as creative. Within creativity, there is always going to be the abstract. Within salvation, there is always going to be divine order. Salvation means no more harm, no more failure, no more lack. Where you rise up to a floor level of being cared for. That is where you belong. That is where we all belong. Together we can change the consciousness of harm. But never through self-importance, only through self-worth can we become an instrument, a channel of solution, a beloved child, a messenger for miracle. Jehovah.